Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. I'm here on Watchman on the Wall, standing tall, looking into the future through the Word of God. And the Word of God is true. The Word of God is real. The Word of God is authentic. It's genuine, spoken by the prophets as they were moved by the Holy Ghost in the early Testament. In the Old Testament, they were inspired. In the New Testament, they was inspired to write the Word of God plain, that a wayfaring man or fool should err therein. This is Elder Bazaar coming to you, spreading the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Watchman on the Wall, End time, radio, internet, YouTube, wherever I can get the Word of God out to let the world know Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died. That's one thing he did. Many other things he did. He died. He suffered. He was put in the grave. On the third day morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And the most unique thing that's getting ready to happen on this planet, he's coming back again. He's coming back. I know he's coming back. I feel he's coming back. I see he's coming back. And I'm going to tell everybody I can, you better get ready, because there ain't going to be no picnic. Amen. Jesus Christ is getting ready to remove. Listen to me now. He's getting ready to remove the church. And it's only by his grace and his mercy and his love and his long-suffering that I'm here today, that you're here today. If you've been born again and you say it's by the grace of God, you're still here, because one day the Lord is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangels, and they are going to call the dead from the grave. We that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. This is the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before we get into the word, before we get into the message, let's bow our heads. Eternal Father, we come to you this morning, this afternoon, this evening to proclaim your gospel, proclaim your love, proclaim your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your son sacrificing his life on Calvary's cross, which is God Almighty in the flesh. Christ came down here in the flesh, which was God himself, God all by himself. No other God besides the God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of Isaiah, God of Jeremiah, God of Daniel, the God of all the prophets, the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is Jesus Christ in the flesh. He came down through 42 generations, about 4 B.C. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wrapped in swaddling clothes, stayed on this earth for 33.5 years, called his disciples out, told them to go out into the world and preach the gospel. But he said, first, I must go to Jerusalem. I have to go to Jerusalem to suffer many things. In other words, he was telling the disciples, I got to die. I got to suffer. I got to be beaten on. I got to be spat upon. I got to be kicked. I got to be almost annihilated, almost, you talking about crucified. Crucifixion is one of the most treacherous way for a man to die. It was brutal. It was pain. It was agony. It was, oh, my God, no man could have died for humanity. No man couldn't have did it. Only Jesus Christ did it. Buddha couldn't do it. Allah couldn't do it. No denomination could gather up a savior, neither Baptist nor Presbyterian or any kind of religions or any kind of occults could get somebody to go to the cross. No. Nobody wasn't willing to go. Nobody didn't know nothing about redemption. The only one that knew anything about redeeming man for mankind was God Almighty. And God Almighty had only one son, the begotten son, the eternal son, the son that had no beginning and the son that had no end, meaning that he was God himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They all three are what? One. One. The Bible said there's a mystery to godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory. They are co-equal. They are co-equal. God is God. Son is Son. Holy Ghost is Holy Ghost. All three are one, manifested, seen. And they got power from on high. Power to do what? Power to save your soul. You only got one. And if you miss the cross, if you miss being blood washed, if you miss being redeemed, guess what? You will die one day. And when you die, if you die without the redemptive plan that God planted before the foundations of the world, you will die and go to hell. Because only the righteous, only the redeemed, only those that have been revived, only those that have been bought with a price, sealed with the Spirit, and received up into glory, the only ones that will go to heaven are those that know Jesus Christ from the pardon of their sin. And there ain't no cracks, no corners that you can sneak into the kingdom of God. You got to go by the cross. And that's what I'm preaching. And if any preacher, any so-called evangelist, any so-called bishop is not preaching save Jesus and him crucified, that he died to save your soul, and the only way you can get to heaven is through his blood, if he ain't preaching that, and the resurrection, if he ain't preaching that, and he's coming back again, if he ain't preaching that, he ain't preaching. Why? Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm here to talk about it. I'm here to shout about it. I'm here to sing about it. I'm here to explain to you from the word of God exactly what's going on in the world today. What's getting ready to happen? Oh, my. There's so much that I can't cover it all. But I thank God that he gave me the opportunity to tell you about this great salvation that Jesus Christ brought to this earth. And guess what? The world don't want it. The world is rejecting it. The world is not paying no attention to it. They don't think anything's going to happen. But let me tell you something. Something getting ready to happen, brothers and sisters. And I love you out there. I love those that you, if you love God this morning, this afternoon, guess what? Good God Almighty, it takes the love of God for you to love God. Because no man can love God without the Holy Spirit. Nobody can love God without Jesus Christ living in their life. Nobody can love God unless God is living in them. And if you don't love God today, guess what? You need to be saved. You need salvation. You need to know who Jesus Christ is. Amen, amen. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. And then I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia. And from Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going on over into Texas, where I got Brother Tim, amen, waiting in the room, waiting in the hem, waiting in the showroom so he can come on. Right after I get to breaking it in and giving him, amen, something to feast on. Amen. I'm going to read some scriptures in the book of Isaiah. Amen. Because this is a book that we're going to be celebrating this coming Passion Week. Amen. As Jesus Christ come riding through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass. Amen. I'm going to read what Jesus did. What Jesus did, a few verses in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, what he did. I'm going to read at least seven verses. Amen. Let me read seven verses on this here crucifixion that took place 2,000 years ago. Isaiah gives us a picture in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and there's 12 verses, but I'm going to read seven. Amen. Just to give you rooted and grounded on what Jesus, listen to me what I'm saying, what Jesus done for the world. And here's Isaiah penning 700 years ahead of time, letting the world know 700 years ahead of time exactly what this Messiah is going to do and what he has to go through. Listen to what Isaiah said. Isaiah said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form to come to. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as our faces from him. He was despised and esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone turned to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Now this is dynamic. This is deep. This is the crucifixion and the suffering of the Messiah of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is what he went through for who? He went through it for us. He went through it for to save us from what? Sin. Somebody had to pay the penalty of sin. There was nobody in heaven. There was nobody underneath heaven. There was nobody on the other side of heaven. There was nobody in the earth. There was nobody underneath the earth. There was nobody from the east, the north, the south, and the west was able to do what this Messiah did. And the only way he was able to do it, he had to be God. Oh, listen to me what I'm saying. He had to be God, not Allah, not Buddha, not Shintoism, not Taoism, not the bishop, not the preacher. Come on now.
Amen.
Ain't nobody can do what Jesus Christ did. And the only way he was able to do it, because he was the ion of the ion of the eon. He was eternity. Eternity. Eternity became a man, can I say that? Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And this is what Jesus done at his first coming. He suffered and died. Because if he wouldn't have suffered and died, every human being on the planet will be a candidate for hell for sure. Because no sin will ever come back into the presence of God. No sin will ever come back. Satan can't come back. Lucifer can't come back. Beelzebub can't come back. And guess what? All the demons and devils and cohorts and satyrs that were wicked can never come back into the presence of God Almighty. In other words, in any way, the only way that a man can ever approach God face to face, listen to what I'm saying. You cannot face God face to face unless you have been born again. Come on now.
Amen.
You must be born of the Spirit. God's Spirit must be in you in order for you to ever come into the presence of God and live with him forever and enjoy the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You've got to be born again. Come on. A lot of folks think they can work their way. A lot of people think because they're good looking and handsome and debonair that they think they can walk on into heaven and say, God, look, I'm good looking. I worked all my life in the church. I've been in the church for 50, 60, 70 years. Now, I know you can let me in. And the Lord going to say, depart from me, your work of iniquity. You don't know me and I don't know you. You must be born again. Woo! This is what Jesus went through. And the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, when he went through that, guess what? Somebody had to back him up. Who backed him up? Did this happen? All right now, listen to me. Was it backed up? Yes, it was. I had to talk to Matthew. I had to talk to Mark, Luke, and John. These two gospel preachers was at the cross. They saw it. They witnessed it. They seen all what Jesus Christ went through, and they got their scriptures from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, because he was led to the slaughter like a dumb lamb. He opened not his mouth. He didn't say nothing. Only thing he said was seven sayings on the cross, and that was a blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he didn't rebel, he didn't get mad, he didn't say nothing but said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They're whooping on the Creator. They're trying to kill the Creator. But see, you can't kill God. Oh, God, you can't kill God. Amen. And that's why God became flesh, so he could die. God didn't die. Christ died. What's death? Death is separation from the body. The spirit separates from the body. Jesus Christ was God Almighty in the flesh, and when he died, it was Jesus died. In other words, God separated himself from the body of flesh and went down into the bowels of preach to those in prison. After he got through preaching to those in prison, he came back up. Now listen, back up on God's side and resurrected himself. Now, if Jesus Christ is not God Almighty, what kind of power you got to have to resurrect yourself? Jesus Christ, amen, was resurrected by his Father, which is the Father, is the Son, resurrected himself from the grave, and then he said, I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. And he ain't going to do it no more. Christ is not going to suffer no more. He's not going to be beaten on no more. And the way he was looking in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, they tell me he looked so bad after they whooped him that no man desired to look at him. No man, what did it? Our sins did it. Your lying, your backbiting, your hypocrite, your self-righteousness, your elite attitude that you got. You try to be perfect without God. Let me tell you, perfection can't come by the Holy Spirit, because when Christ saved you, he saved you perfectly. Ooh, your soul is saved perfect. The only thing you're going to have trouble with is that old carnal nature, and that carnal nature is imperfect. It's not right. It won't be right. You can't look right. You can't talk right. And so what we have, we got a power within us that can what? Put the flesh under subjection of our will and our self-righteousness. And we have to bow before the cross and say, Lord, it's not I can't save myself. Thank you for suffering for my sins. 53rd chapter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John backs it up. And it happened 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years is almost up. It's almost up.
Amen.
When he comes a second time, he ain't coming back to go to the grave. He ain't coming back to go to the cross. He ain't coming back to what? He ain't coming back to play pinochle. He ain't coming back to play bingo. He's not going to take you to Las Vegas to the gambling casino. He's not going to take you down to the football game to watch the football. He ain't taking you there. He's coming back to get a and to remove the body of Christ. He ain't coming back for white people only. He ain't coming back for just black folks. He's coming back from every nation under the heavens that have received him as Lord and Savior and have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And when he come back, he's not going to come back dressed in soil stained blood with a whip on his back and a crown of thorns on his head, and he's going to look like somebody cast him away. He's coming back as a king. The king is coming. He's coming back again. And guess what he's going to look like? Good God Almighty. I got to go to the book of Revelation. Let's see what he's going to look like when he comes back. Go to Revelation. Go back to Revelation at the first chapter, at the 12th verse. Let's see what Revelation, see what God says. He said he's going to come back looking like this. Not only that, I'm going to back up a little bit. I'm going to back up to the 7th verse of the first chapter of Revelation. It says, behold, he coming with clouds. And every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him. Who pierced Jesus Christ? The Jews is the one that pierced. The Jews are the ones that said kill him. But it was the Gentiles says, okay, we gonna kill him. So actually, if you want to break it down, the whole world pierced Jesus Christ. The whole world did it. I wasn't at the cross, but now I can look back since I've been born. I can look back and say, if I was born back in Jesus' day, amen, I would be guilty because I would have slapped him too. Yeah, I would have spit on him too. Don't go around here talking about you wouldn't do what you did for Christ. You wouldn't do that to Christ. Well, you're doing it to him when you reject him. When you reject him, you're spitting in his face. All the sacrifice that he had went through, you would denying that he died and rose again. All the love that he has shown you, all the grace he has shown you. You think you're going to church, he's going to get you. You think your mom and daddy can get you to heaven. You think you can catch your body and take a free ride to heaven. But the only way the Bible said, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which was delivered into the prophets, into the saints? So there's no escape. There's no escape. There's no escape. And I don't care if you do know what about Alcatraz. Alcatraz was supposed to be unescapable, but two men did escape from it. But if you die and go to hell, there's no escape. Nobody can come down and deliver you. Nobody can come down and plead for you. Nobody can have no talk to say, I'm trying to get you out of hell. But you won't want to go to hell, because if you go to hell, you're going on your own sin. You're going on your own degradation. You're going on your own iniquity. You're going on your own belief, and you're trying to tell God that you're good enough, but you ain't good enough, because you just ain't good enough. You're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And here it says, every eye shall see him, every wicked eye, every dirty eye, every black eye. It says, every knee shall bow, every crooked knee, every arthritis knee is going to bow down, bow down, bow down, and confess with their mouth and believe with their heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. This is what old John writes down by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He said, now look, I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Seven golden candlesticks is the seven churches of Asia Minor. And Jesus Christ is standing before the seven churches right now. And he's weighing them out. Out of all seven churches, I only can find two that was really preaching the gospel. I'm talking about the unadulterated word of God. I'm talking about the blood sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. I'm talking about the resurrection. I'm talking about when he hung on the cross for six long hours from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm talking about him now. I'm talking about the one that dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost. Went on down into hell and preached to those in prison. That's what I'm talking about. And they tell me, John said, I don't see him no more like I saw him on the cross. I don't see him no more as riding through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass. I don't see him no more being persecuted. And I don't see him no more being nailed to a cruel cross. But what I see, it makes me tremble. What I see, I had to bow down like a dead man until he put his right hand on my shoulder and said, hey, John, don't fear. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I want you to write, good God Almighty, I want you to write to the seven churches of Asia Minor. But before John could get the message from the church, he said, this is what the King of Kings look like. This is what he looked like when he come back. He said, in the midst of the seven,
that's right. Come on, doctor.
One like into the Son of Man, clothed, good God Almighty, with a garment down to the foot and girded about the paps with a golden girdle on. You talking about a tuxedo, good God Almighty. He's dressed. Yeah, he's dressed. And he didn't get it down at the men's shop. He didn't get down at the Howard's clothing shop. He was dressed in heaven when he came back from glory. When he came back from the grave, he got dressed up. And when he come back, he's going to come back looking good God Almighty. Look, he said, his head and his hairs were white like wool, and white like snow. And his eyes were like flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in the furnace. And his voice, the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of the mouth went sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance, good God Almighty, listen to what I'm saying, and the sun that shineth in his strength. So when Jesus Christ comes back, he's coming back in the book of Revelation. Now, he's coming back close to the book of Revelation. And Revelation is the end time. The Revelation is showing exactly the condition of all seven churches. And all seven churches was all right, except two was on ball. Two was doing what God told them to do. And the other five, they were lingering around, and they wasn't keeping the word of God. They were slow-footing, and they was hip-hopping. They were doing everything that's the opposite of God. And the old John saw him, and he fell to his feet as a dead man. And he laid his right hand on his saying, fear not! I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And guess what? I got the keys of death and hell. How soon is Jesus Christ coming? Bobby said, I don't know. How soon do you think he's coming? Oh, we got about 10 more years left. Well, you might be right, 10 more years left. Because let me tell you, where we at now, if Jesus Christ would come today, amen, if he would wrap to the church today, guess what? He would be here in 2022. He would be here in 2029. And that's 7 years from now. And the way we are now, we're at the edge of the church age. I didn't say all the church. A part of the church, a majority of the church, is messed up. People are messed up today. They ain't hearing the word of God. The preachers are not preaching the word of God. They're not preaching salvation first. Salvation through who? Jesus Christ. Not Buddha. I done told you. Not Allah, no. Not the Baptist, no. Not the Catholic, no. Not no man on this earth, amen, is worth looking at or worth bow down to, because if you bow down to him, you're worshiping an idolatry. You're worshiping stuff that don't have a hill of being. If you're not worshiping Jesus Christ in the spirit, you're an idolatry. Why? Because you're worshiping any other gods, and there's all kind of gods. The devil got over 1 million gods that he can bring up out of nowhere, and folks will fall down with. But this Jesus I'm talking about, he ain't no guesswork. He's the real deal. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of
Amen.
The seven churches. Woo! I'm gonna run over these seven churches for you real quick, and then I'm gonna give you the brothers. We got Ephesus, the backslidden church. Oh, they couldn't take nobody coming into the church denied that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They did good there. They kept the faith. But they were leaning on to the work of the church, things that were going on in the church, programs and different kinds of auxiliaries. They were more interested in them, and they had backslidden. And when they backslide, that means they had left the first love. They didn't lose the first love. They left the first love because they began to change over to works instead of faith in Jesus Christ, because you're not saved by works. You're saved by the grace of God through faith, not we ourselves, least any man should boast. People today believe because they've been in the church and been working in the church and working in the church that when they get old and gray and they die, they can go to heaven. But if you haven't been to Calvary, come on, church. Young man, if you haven't been to Calvary, old lady, if you haven't been to Calvary, church members, if you haven't been to Calvary, you're lost. And if you don't know you're saved, most likely you're lost.
That's right.
If you
Amen.
Say, most likely you're lost. If you go to church and say, well, I've been good this past week, and I feel like I did enough good works to get saved, well, you ain't going to be saved by works. You're going to be saved by mercy of God. By the mercy of God, ye are saved. By the grace of God, ye are saved. And this is church has backslid. And he said, now, repent and do your first works over. And he said, be careful now. You got a lot of folks coming in there. It's called Synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan. What is Synagogue of Satan? Synagogue of Satan is a cult religion that has snuck into the church. And this occult religion believes that Jesus Christ is not God's son. In other words, a cult religion, false religion, deny. Listen to what I'm saying. They deny that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Anytime you meet somebody, deny that Jesus Christ is God's son, meaning that he is God in the flesh, is Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says in Little John, many Antichrists will come. And we got millions and millions and millions of people who deny that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Guess what? They're Antichrist. And John said, in the last day, many Antichrists will come. And guess what? We're living in the last day, and there's many, many false religions that deny Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I can name a whole bunch of them, but I'm going to name one that you're prevalent to. Jehovah Witness is Antichrist. They deny blood. They deny that Jesus' blood is powerful enough to save souls. They don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. They don't believe Jesus Christ is coming back the way the Bible says it. They don't believe in blood transfusion. And let me tell you, they don't sing blood songs. Good God Almighty. How can you call yourself being born again and you can't sing, I know it was the blood.
That's
I know
right.
It was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Now, you can't sing that with power, if you can't sing that with the glory of God, if you can't sing that shouting, oh, I can, brother. I can sing about that blood because that blood saved the wretch like me, low down, crooked, backwards, upside down, teenager. Didn't have the sense to know what to do, not what to do. But when the Lord saved me by his blood, he changed my life. He changed my behavior. He changed my thinking. He changed my heart. He changed my love. He changed my hate to love. And guess what? When you know you've been born again, you love your brother. All right? We got Ephesus, the backslidden church. We got the Samaritan church. Samaritan church is a suffering church. They suffer for the cause of Christ. There's going to be a time in the United States. It's coming, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you, there's going to be a time in the United States when the guillotine will be put on church lawns. Oh, y'all don't believe me. I know you don't, but that's all right. They are going to put guillotines on the church lawn because the church of the day, the church of the day ain't standing for, most of them ain't standing for nothing but have a good life and live good and sing and shout and give money and get money and materialistic things and have fun and joy and run the streets and call themselves a Christian and do what they want to do. They say what they want to say. They go where they want to go. And then they go to the church for 3 or 4 hours and come out the church ready to go to the bar. They're ready to go over to their friend's house and have a party. Oh, man, we're going to celebrate. Oh, we know the Lord don't mind us having a little good time, but at that time ain't giving the glory to God. And when you don't give the glory to God, you sin. When you talk too much, you sin. When you eat too much, you sin. When you gossip too much, you sin. When you go to church,
amen,
you don't have your mind on your soul salvation and seek the Lord of your hope and your glory, you sin. No, but yo, I don't sin.
Right.
Yes, you do. You go around with your nose in the air.
Come on.
If it was raining around, you go around with sprinkles and wrinkles all in your face. If you were pour water on your face, you could hold a gallon of water because the wrinkles would hold the water. Good God Almighty. But the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And if you got joy, good God Almighty, the devil don't like it. So Smyrna is a suffering church. I just heard the other day Obama is coming back. I said, what he going to come back for? Amen. He's an antichrist. He is not the antichrist. Don't get me wrong. He's not the antichrist, but he is shaking hands with the president. I'm trying to make a comeback. And people don't know what that man done. Oh, my God. I got news on him. I studied my Bible, and I studied Whitaker Encyclopedia, and I studied Botanical Encyclopedia. Ooh, don't you know back there when Obama was president, you know he initiated and made an executive order that the United States received 60,000 guillotines? Come on, y'all. Where you been? You're sleeping. You're slobbering all over yourself. And he's coming back. You know why he's coming back? He's going to be a partaker in the tribulation period because he ain't going nowhere. When the trumpets blow, he ain't going nowhere. He'll be right here. Mm. There's going to be a lot of folks that you don't think going to be here, going to be here. There's a lot of preachers. Come on, preacher. A lot of preachers preaching they preaching gossip. They ain't preaching the gospel.
Mm.
And by them not preaching the gospel, guess what? They're going to be left here. All right, we're going to run on a little quick. I'll give it to the brother. The third church is Pergamos.
You're right, Doctor.
Pergamos is the compromising church. I ain't got no business compromising with the devil. I ain't got no business compromising with nobody when it comes to the word of God. And that's what
that's
churches
right.
are doing. They're compromising with homosexual. They're compromising with lesbianism.
True.
They're compromising. They're compromised with gambling. They're compromised for adultery. They're compromising with sit-in and orgies. Oh, my God, you'd be surprised what's going on in these churches. The preachers are having sex with the secretary having sex with the deacon. The deacon having sex with the little young girls in the church. Good God Almighty. If you could see what's going on in some of these churches, you would bite your tongue off. Wow, why? Because the devil is compromising with the world. Everybody calls evil good and good evil. They're calling everything that's wrong. They say it's all right to do this, all right to do that.
That's right.
The deeper you agree with sin, the deeper you're going into sin. And the Bible says many shall say in that day, Lord, how we not prophesied in our name? How not we cast out devils in your name? And the Lord going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. That's a compromising church. The next church, Thyatira. That's when the church actually married the world. My God, the married the world, doing what the world doing, calling it Christianity. Uh-oh. Let me tell you, there's a difference between Christianity and religion. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ. And since God is holy, when you come in contact with Jesus Christ and be washed in the blood of the Lamb, you become holy. Holy what? Your soul, your spirit becomes holy, righteous, and satisfied in the sight of God. The God that looks at you, if you have not been washed in the blood, the wrath of God is up on you. But if you have been washed in the blood, Jesus Christ has paid the price for your sin. You are willing to accept the blood sacrifice that he did on Calvary's cross. And since you accepted that, you confess with your mouth, you believe your heart, and you're serving the Lord. You don't let the world get next to you. You don't let nothing get next to you. Why? Because I got a God to serve. I got a God to live for.
Amen.
I got a hope. Glory. If I would die tonight, I don't have to worry about my ticket because Jesus Christ paid the ticket on Calvary. Yes, he did.
That's
What's
right.
What's wrong with you out there? Amen.
That's right.
And if you are sitting at home scared to go to church because some of the church folks don't know how to treat you. They don't know how to associate with you. They're going around like they misidentified itself and they're doing dirt under the cover. They got all kind of stuff going on, but they just don't want you to know it. But God said, I'm going to reveal the secret of man at the judgment seat of Christ. Good God Almighty. Mm. So the church, the world is married to church. That's why you see all these movie stars, all these celebrities got crosses around their neck. Huh? And they going out there talking about God give me the gift, amen, to make movie pictures. And the movie pictures are gross. Some of the pictures that they make is gross, and they make big money. They had a big, slap down the other day on the Oscars, man. That's foolishness. And then they get up and talk about, I know God. You don't know no God. God don't act
That's
like
right.
that. God don't give that kind of service. God said, I'm righteous in all my ways and holy in all my works. And I'd like to know if you call yourself holy, who's been working on you? Because the devil can imitate God down to the teeth. But one thing the devil cannot do,
that
sucker can't live holy. He cannot live holy. He can't talk holy. He can't walk holy. He can't pray holy. Because the devil's prayer, God don't hear. And if you ain't saved, you get into trouble, and you jump up and talk about, oh, Lord, help me. That don't necessarily God said he going to hear you. The Bible says the only time a man can get a prayer from God is that he repents of his sins and turn from his wicked ways and pray that God saves him. But other than that, oh, I got my prayer answered and live like a dog. Somebody else is praying for you. Somebody else is praying for you. Because God cannot hear the prayers of an unrighteous man. Cannot pray to him until he do what? Repent. Turn.
Amen.
And the world today, don't want to repent. Too much pride. Too much pride.
That's right.
And the world will marry the church, and there's things going on in the church that Hollywood don't even hardly do. They're gambling, fighting, bringing guns to church. My God.
That's
bringing the boyfriend to church, going around messing with worldly people and associating with worldly people. Yes, let me tell you, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separated, says the Lord. If your friend ain't saved and you going around with him, you ain't got no business following him. He should be following
That's
you.
Right.
And you should be leading him in the right way. If I ain't got no friends, I know somebody that can be my friend forever. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
That's right.
All right. We got Thyatira. After Thyatira, we got Sardis. The Reformed Church. That's the church of Protestantism. Churches turned away from the Catholic teaching and began to protest against the doctrines of the Bible. And Martin Luther did that. When they broke away, they didn't continue in the faith. They didn't continue to teach eschatology, the end times. They have stopped preaching end times. No, very few preachers today preach from Revelation. And Revelation is at our doorstep. We're looking right down the tube. It's here. There's no way I can get on this year program and tell you we got a long time. I'll be the biggest liar that ever walked the face of the earth. We ain't got no but a short time. And then next church, Philadelphia, Brother in Love, the evangelistic church. The church needs to come out from the four walls, get to roll your sleeves up, take a weekend off, go out and witness to people, go out on the street. That's what the church needs to do. Have a witness program, roll your sleeves up, pray and fast, that you can go out there and grab some souls out there that's dying, going to hell, and tell them something about Jesus. Sit behind four walls, singing a song in the choir, taking the collection, ain't going to save nobody. You got to get out there and let them know there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to get out there and laugh that. Why? Because, well, I don't want to laugh at me because they don't want to accept Jesus Christ. So what? Amen. There's too many people for God to say for you to get hung on one. Amen. He said, whosoever will, let him come. You can't make nobody get saved. You can't push nobody to get saved. Jesus Christ never pushed nobody. He said, pick up your cross and do what? Follow me. World is simple. I'm used to that. I can't witness to nobody. Well, let me tell you what you got to have before you can witness to somebody. Ooh, you got to have the love of God in your heart. You got to love.
Amen.
If you don't love people, and you can't use the word like. Like ain't in the Bible. Only like I know is that when we see him, we shall be like him.
Him. Amen, doctor.
Like,
come on.
Like, when you come to love, man, you got to love them because they're so strong that they'll cut you
that's
out.
True
they'll take you go through a flying leap, and you got to be able to take that punishment because if they suffer, Jesus suffered for you. I can suffer for Jesus' sake. I can suffer for him because he died. He died
that's
for
right.
me. He suffered for me. His blood is the only thing that could save my soul. And you telling me I ain't going to shout. I ain't going to lift up my voice and tell somebody else, man, you ought to try Jesus. Why? Because we're living in the age of Philadelphia, the evangelistic church. This is where the gospel is going to get ready. The gospel is getting ready to be preached to all the world. Why? Because of technology. Technology is taking over. Technology. You can talk across to China. You can talk to the Chinese emperor. You can talk to the Chinese king. You can call China up right now on your phone and talk to a Chinese. Why? Because the technology is spread all around the world. That's how the gospel is going to be preached in the time of the tribulation. When the time of the tribulation, the gospel is going to be covered with the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the last church age,
right.
Give it to the brother. The last church age in Laodicea. That's the church that we're living in right now. And that's why I cannot get into the churches today and preach Revelation. Because churches today don't want to hear. Church folks don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the second coming of Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear the sanctification that the blood can bring to a purpose. So they don't want to hear about a changed life. They don't want to hear about, now, I ain't saying giving up anything. They don't want to hear about laying aside every weight and every sin that's so easy to be set up. You know what they want? They want a party. They want to do all what they want to do to satisfy themselves. But when you satisfy yourself, you're not satisfying God. Because God is a spirit, and those that worship him, honor him, praise him, got to worship him spirit and in the truth. Because if you don't, God don't want you. If you don't believe me, ask Laodicea. He said, you need a hot, you need a cold, you're lukewarm. I'm going to gurgitate you out of my mouth. In other words, Jesus Christ is saying, you make me sick. A hypocritical that's playing around with God and telling folks they're Christians and living like a raw-headed, bald-headed devil. They got a devil in them. They don't know nothing about the scripture. They don't know nothing about the Holy Spirit. It's going on what they are learning in their head, but they ain't got nothing in their heart. And that's the church age that we're living in now. He said, you're wretched, you're naked, you're cold, you're blind, and you're wretched. Five things that a person is in unregenerated. They ain't got nothing to sustain them when the rapture comes. And just as the rapture get ready to come, the last church age will be Laodicea, which will go into the tribulation period and end up the false church of the Antichrist, which is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation, the great whore. And the world today, the church, a lot of the church today is a go whoring after Bible occult worshiping demons and devils. A lot of people doing it. They're worshiping demons and devils. And
that's
these
it.
Demons or devils are trying to imitate Jesus Christ. And they're not
that's
they're,
it.
They're not going to move nowhere. And this great woman that's on the scarlet beast is the great whore, the whorest church of the world. Because
that's right.
She got a cup in her hand. And this cup is filled with abomination and filth.
Right.
Wait. One more minute. Filthiness. You know what's filthy in the church now? Sex is filthy in the church.
Right.
It's filthy. Lying is filthy. Huh? Talking about each other is filthy. All this filthiness is in the cup of this woman of the false church. There's all kind of whoremongers in. There's all kind of lesbianism. There's all kind of homosexuals and trisexuals and sex genders and all kind of incest, all kind of sodomite that people have sex with animals in the church. And the world is saying, oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's the way we live today. And God said, the stench of it stops my nostrils. And he tells the woman, you're going to burn. And the false church is going to burn because the true church will not be here. The only thing that will be here under the false church is the tribulation saints. The tribulation saints that hear the gospel from the 144,000 and from the two witnesses. This is what we're headed up to. We're headed up for number one. World War III is right around the corner. And we're looking at it. Every day it's getting closer and closer and closer. And folks are saying, oh, it's going to drop off. It's going to be all right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Whoever say that is a lying wonder because we're living in the last six millennium, and it's coming to a close by 2029. 7 years left before 2029. And I'm saying now the rapture most likely, uniquely happened in 2029. And I am not a predictor. I ain't predicting nothing. I'm just going by what? I'm going exactly by what the word of God says. But before he comes, Ezekiel said there's going to be a war, and this war is going to go into a third world war that will end up at Armageddon at the end of the tribulation period. That's the word of God. And now it's time for you to think. Am I saved? Am I saved? Are you saved? Are you saved from sin, death, hell, and the grave? Apostle Paul said, Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God Almighty, raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible said, and thou shalt be saved, not guessing. Thou shalt be saved if you bold enough and you're willing enough to repent of your sins and humble yourself and tell the Lord God Almighty, save my soul, because I do not want to go to hell. And you don't want to go to hell. You need him tonight. You need him this evening. God bless you, brother. Go ahead with it. I'm sorry. It got loose on me.
Amen. No problem, brother. Amen. A lot of wonderful good things said. Amen. The thing that stuck out to me the most was we are in the last church. Amen. The Laodicean church. Amen. Hopefully you can hear me. Can you hear me good, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Amen. And all glory be to the Most High. Amen. We are in the last days. Amen. There is no doubt about it. Amen. So I think the one thing that has been just sticking out to me, probably for about like the past year and a half or longer since 2020, is the influx of guns. Amen. I know that there was a tragic situation about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Two young kids, the sister had was fucking up this, found the parents' gun, kind of was playing with the gun. The gun went off and shot her brother in the back of the head, I think they said. And then I think she just couldn't take the fact that she had accidentally took her brother's life, that she took her life. My kids was telling me something about it. Amen. I try to tell my kids about watching stuff like that. Don't make that a habit. My daughter was saying that somebody at school had showed it to her. Amen. I think what's the most amazing thing, brother, is how Facebook and a lot of these different social media sites allow that stuff to be seen.
Yeah.
They allow that stuff to be played over again. I understand if it happens as an accident the first time, but that stuff should be immediately banned. They should have a way to take that away because it's so sad to see Kimmy. Who would want to sit there and watch that? And it's a sad day when parents have to lean on weaponry. Amen. I'm gonna get back to what you were saying, brother. I just want to tie this all in together. People don't feel safe now without a gun. It's a shame when I walk out in the public, and that's all I see. I remember a time, brother. I know you definitely can. When this wasn't the lifestyle. This was not the way. Men are not men anymore. Women are not women anymore.
Come on,
amen.
Preacher.
Amen. And this is just bad. People, I mean, you know, they have DPS officers, police officers in a certain church. When a church gets so big, they got to have an officer in the church. People don't feel safe anymore. But everybody's a tough guy now. Everybody has a gun. Everybody's waving their fist now. Everyone's throwing the middle finger up. It's just sad to see the day and time that we live in. And I believe, brother, we have just become so callous to wickedness to where we are in the time where man would call evil good and good evil.
Evil. That's it.
That's it. This is the time that we are living in. I remember a time when I was growing up as a kid, my dad and his, when they would talk, and, you know, you could be in the same room with them and other adults, but just the mention of somebody passing away, it was like a tremendous thing. It was a tragedy, a travesty. Now, people treat death like, he died. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Next.
Uh-huh.
That's how they treat it. I remember when someone died. Yeah. Amen. I remember when somebody passed away in a car wreck or drowning or gunshot. It was a tragic thing. And the community felt. Doctor. I know you know. And the community felt it. The community felt it. The community would bund together. People would go over to the house. When the house would be packed, cars around the corner. People bring food. You know, these days it's just, I don't know. We live in and people think that the world is going to continue to go on. Don't you know that man will destroy himself if God don't intervene? That's why God said over Matthew that no one will be saved if God don't intervene. Let me see if I can find that scripture. It's over in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And let me see.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
It's over in Matthew, the 24th chapter. I'm trying to look for it. It says, there it is, 22nd verse. This is a key verse. It says, and except those days be shortened. This is during the tribulation. There should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Man is waxing worse and worse. They're getting colder and colder. no love. People are careful only for themselves. The father, the son against the father, and the father against the son, the daughter against the mother, the mother against the daughter. Amen.
Yeah.
Folks, kids are so disobedient, disrespectful now. Amen. And I have to tell my kids, you know, you have to be careful because your dad will be sure. My dad used to tell us that. You respect and honor thy father and thy mother, and you be respectful because if you don't, God will cut your days short, and you won't be walking this earth no more. And that may not mean nothing to you till it's too late. Amen. But your days will be cut short on this earth. I remember that. My dad said to do something, I do it. Amen. Whether I liked it or not, I did it. Whether I agree with it or not, amen, we had to do it because those were the times that we were living in. Amen. And the brother said, he said, folks, you got to see how the people in the church, this is so true. They walk the nose in the air. They think it's because they got a little money in the bank, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000. I'm talking about just money in the bank. And to some people, that's a drop in the bucket. You know, $25,000, $50,000 ain't no money to some people. I'll tell you right, that's a whole lot of money because I don't have that type of money. Hey, man, I'm going to be real with you. Be a blessing to have it. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I've not ever prided myself as a person to walk with my nose now. I've not ever walked around and looked down on people because that's just not how I was raised.
But you got so many
people. And it don't matter about your education. It don't matter about a degree. Like, you got some folks that they hardly got nothing. And they ain't hardly, probably got a high school education, but have the nerve. Hear me what I'm saying? Have the nerve to look down at somebody else. I said, what type of, I'm not talking about people in the club. I'm not talking about people in the bar, people at the strip club. I'm not talking about people in the streets. I'm talking about people in the church.
Come on.
I'm talking about folks.
Cool.
Yeah, when you go to hear the word, they sneering their nose up. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to shake your hand. Don't get too close to give a hug. I remember back in the day, that was nothing to give people. That's what we did.
Yeah.
That was commonplace, amen, to do so. I remember I had a friend over 20 years ago. He said, Tim, it seemed like the world is getting away from touching. The devil wants to make it to where men don't want to be touched anymore. People are so high society. And don't get me wrong, I know people talk about, well, spirit transfer. Well, if you got the Holy Spirit, there can't no spirit transfer to me. I got the Holy Spirit inside of me. And when you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you, can't nothing else come inside of you. I don't care about no devil in hell telling you something different. We cannot be possessed by no demon or devil once the Holy Spirit. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming inside you to take over because God rules this house. And the brother said it. Man, they're doing everything unimaginable. I just shake my head. Some of the stuff that I hear, the brother said, how they out here sleeping with children, sleeping with kids. And I know he ain't lying because, boy, I heard my kids in high school tell me some of the stuff that they tell me. Tell me about some of these little girls that are sleeping with grown men. I'm like, how is that even possible? Where are the parents? And I know they ain't lying because they were doing it when I was in school. But I try to understand, where are the parents that these young kids, and it ain't just the girls. It's the boys sleeping with grown women. Look at all these women popping up on the news, getting pregnant by teenagers. But these kids ain't even out of high. Some of them ain't even in high school. These are junior high and high school kids. Some of them barely out of elementary, and these women getting pregnant by them.
Come on.
And you don't think God ain't tired of this mess that's going on? And this is light stuff. Amen, doctor. This is some light stuff I'm giving you. This is light. Because, man, there's a whole nother evil world going on behind the scenes.
The brother
talks about bestiality. Man, folks out here sleeping with creatures and stuff. Man, you got to be careful who you just lay down with.
Come on, worse and worse.
These folks is out here laying with creatures and laying with animals and stuff like that. And it's just sad. I'm like, how can they show this stuff on social media? I remember some years back somebody told me, I said, nah, that can't be true. Said, yeah, a woman was having sex with a dog on social media because she lost a bet to her boyfriend.
Come on now.
What type of sick and evil, twisted world we live in. Sick, brother. This is why you need a Savior. This is why you need Jesus. This is why you need Yeshua. Because if you ain't covered in the blood, if you don't let the Holy Spirit come in and indwell you, you are subject to fall to it. Just like the brother said, if we were back in the time of Christ, we would have did the same thing. We would have spit on him, threw rocks at him, cussed him out. We would have did this for the favor of the crowd. Amen.
Amen.
This is what the Holy Spirit is about. This is the conversation between Nicodemus and Christ. Can a man be born a second time? Amen. He said that the Holy Spirit only needs to enter into you one time.
One time.
And once the Holy Spirit lives in you, it stays there. Can't nothing separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And people need to quit playing. And if you don't think we are in the last church age, man, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better look around at the age that we live in. Amen, doctor. Man, this world is getting worse. And every time, brother, it just sickens me to be out in public in a grocery store to see somebody with a gun on the head. I just got to call it like I see it. That's just cowardice. I'm just going to call it the way I see it. That's just, what are you afraid of that you got to have a gun everywhere you go? I
Good
gotta,
Lord
you got a gun in your house. Yeah, I understand. Ain't that much going on. We ain't in Ukraine. We ain't at war. I can see if somebody was attacking your country and there were war and soldiers coming in, then you would have a right to walk around with a gun on your hip. Man, I can go out to eat. I can go to the movies. I can walk up and down my street, go exercise, jog. I can go do whatever. Ain't nobody after me like that. Hey, man. I know there's wickedness going on, and I know that women and children in particularly need to be watchful, and we as men do too. Amen. But let me tell you something. When you get saved, don't you know that God has protection around you?
Come on, preacher.
That's unseen to the world.
Amen.
It's unseen protection. God already got your bodyguards. You don't need no bodyguard. I mean, you don't need no gun. Amen.
That's right.
That's the most foolish thing I've ever heard. I got family and friends, that tote weapons. And I thank God that one of my brothers, amen, he used to say he did, but he said, you know, me and him had to talk a while back. And I said, brother, we got the Holy Spirit. See, I understood what my dad was talking about now that I got saved. I didn't understand it before I was saved. He said, he used to always say, doctor, he said, I love peace. I'm like, what is my daddy talking about? He loved peace. He said, I don't need no gun. I don't need no way. I did not understand it. Oh, but man, once I got saved, I told him, I understand what you're talking about now. When you say you love peace, I understand what you're talking about. When you say you ain't never needed a gun or a weapon to protect our home, I understand what you're saying now. Because any man or woman that calls himself or herself a child of God, and you just so concerned and so scared, you got to have a weapon. Now, you got to have some common sense. I ain't telling you to go to bed with your door open. I ain't telling you to just invite the devil in. Lock your door. I don't believe in locking my door. I ain't gonna leave an open door for the devil to just come in.
Come on.
Amen. But I do believe that God will protect me. Amen. If that's the choice that I made. I know that I woken up the next morning and went to my front door. My front door was open. Amen. I know that. What I mean by open was unlocked. Amen. Whoever came in last forgot to lock the door, front or back. But God sees that. He said, you know what? God will protect you.
Protect you.
Amen. He will protect you from the evils of this world. Amen. But God has not given us the spirit of fear in a sense
that's
that
right.
We need to walk around with a gun on our hip. Then we wonder why so many people are getting, innocent people, getting shot. You got so many nuts out here in the world taking innocent lives. About a few months back, there's a little old child, I think he was like 4 or 5, got shot and killed.
Yeah.
Because of some type of conflict. I said, Lord, have mercy. And won't nobody come forward and tell who did it.
Come
ain't
on.
That sad?
That's a child,
an innocent child was shot and murdered. We see this stuff happen all the time, especially in our community. Little girls get shot. Little boys get shot. And these thugs, they just go free. They out here in the world. People know who did it. They won't tell the authorities because they don't want to be a snitch.
Lord,
this is the type of nonsense we teach and we got going on in our community. This is why Judgment Day is coming.
Coming.
Because man is so evil and
evil.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Evil. Evil. Wicked.
Yes.
Man, see, let me tell you something about evil and wicked. The Bible says that, God, amen. See, when you're a godly person, you're a clean person. But with evil, wickedness brings a stench. It brings a stench.
Yes,
that's
sir.
How evil it is. It stinks.
Yes, sir.
And you don't think the sin that man commits is rotten in God's nostrils? Amen.
Rotten.
My dad used to always
talk
about, he used to talk about how it would be rotten in his nostrils. Amen. And the brother said it good. He said that we are the last time. We don't have time to stick our nose up in the church. Amen.
No.
I'm just going to be real.
No.
I got so sick and tired of going to church because you see people with their nose in the air. I'm sitting there looking at myself. Why you got your nose in the air? Amen. It ain't
come
like
on.
You got $25 million sitting in your account. And even if you did, you still ain't better than me. You ain't better than
come
nobody because you want to know why.
Come on.
The Bible talks about naked you came into this world. Guess what? Naked you shall leave. When you came into this world with nothing, and when you die, I don't care how much money you had, but when you close your eyes on this side, the only thing that matters is what you did for Christ. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. I don't care how many cars you got sitting in front of your house. I don't care how many houses and mansions. I don't care what type of entrepreneur, how many followers you got on social media. When you close your eyes on this side, only Christ will last. Because when you stand before the great white throne judgment, that's what I've been waiting to get to. When you stand before the great judge, Lord have mercy. Let me read you what the word says. This is what the Bible says. Revelation 20th chapter. Let me go over the doctor. Man, you got me on fire, brother. Man, you was on some stuff. Man, you were slapping him with the book. Amen. He was slapping him with the book. Because you want to know why? The church has gotten, become just like the Laodicea church. The church has gotten so unruly. They left the first love, which is what? The love of God. When you first get saved, what's your first love? You love God. Ain't that the first commandment? To love the Lord, the God, with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. That means to love God with all of your being. Oh, when you first got saved, you had your Bible in your hand everywhere you went. When you went to the grocery store, you had your Bible. When you go to the cleaners, you had your Bible. Your Bible in your car, you love God so much. But God said you have left your first love. You don't pick up and read your Bible daily like you used to. You definitely don't study and read your Bible like you used to.
Lord, have mercy.
You don't go to Wednesday night Bible study no more. You complain now about the preach too long. We hold service. I've been in church when folks make those complaints. Oh, he take it. I always say, hurry up. I always say, sit down. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. And this is the same. This is the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me ready to go. Brother, they be ready to go do nothing. Ready to go do nothing.
Nothing.
Amen. Nothing. Amen. Whew. Revelation. I'm going to turn back over to you.
Go ahead, brother. You go ahead. Go work with it.
Amen. Revelation, the 20th chapter. And this is what I preached last week. The week before when I was at the church. I think it was last week. Was the last Sunday. I think it was probably last Sunday. It's been time is just going by, amen. Amen. I said, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on him, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. When it's all said and done, when Christ raised the dead, this is the dead. No, this is not the saints. This is the ain'ts, the ones who rejected Christ, the ones
Come
who
on,
were unbelievers, the ones that said, I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't believe it. Y'all don't believe in that mess. This is the rejectors. See how simple it is? You either accept Christ or you reject him. And trust me, you talk to enough people, and there ain't nothing to find people who don't believe in Christ. Oh, man, you get into a little conversation around the table, you'll find people who say, man, I don't believe in that mess. I've actually heard people say that stuff, and all I can say to myself is, wow, really? Because, man, if you close your eyes and die today, you're going to feel totally different. I promise you. When you lift up your eyes in hell, you're going to feel totally different about, I don't believe in God.
My God.
Man. He said, and I saw a great white throne. And him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. They're going to flee away from God. They're going to be out there in space. God is powerful. Watch what he said. And there was found no place for them.
That's right.
There's nowhere for you to go. In other words, you can't go back to your home. You can't go to nowhere familiar, your mama's house,
Come on.
Your
Come
daddy's
on.
House, the church house, your job, your favorite place where you like to hang out, the bar, the club. There's no place for them. Christ just called them up out of hell. They've been in hell for Lord knows how long. There's no place for them. Meaning
no place.
All by yourself. Before the great judge. And it said, watch what it said, and I saw the dead. This is when it refers to the dead, it's talking about the rejecters of Christ, the unbelievers, the dead. Meaning that they're not gonna live again. They won't be with us, the believers, that's gonna be with Christ for all eternity. The new heaven, the new earth. They won't get to see the new heaven, the new earth. John said, and I saw the dead, small and great. Anybody that you may have felt insignificant, the beggar on the street that rejected Christ, the poor man that was homeless that rejected Christ, the person that just went to work every day that rejected Christ, the person who thought he was all that and rejected Christ, just a small person, small in stature, small in life, amen, just an everyday regular person. Small and great, meaning that you could have been great in stature. You could have been a big man, could have been a small man, could have been a strong man, could have been a big man. You could have had big money, big car, big fame, famous, well-known, world-renowned. John said, I've seen them all that rejected Christ. I've seen them small and great stand before God. Who would they stand before? They stood before Yahweh. Lord, have mercy.
Good Lord.
Man. That's going to be a fearful day for them. They ain't going to know what to do with themselves. Because, like I tell people, people talking noise now. Oh, man, I'm going to tell God. I heard people say this was the most stupid, ignorant thing I've ever heard. I'm going to tell God this to his face when I see God. Man, let me tell you something. hell is going to scare the hell out of you. Because hell's a nightmare that you can't imagine. So hell is going to scare the hell out of you. And so when you go to hell, you're going to be so scared and terrified that when Christ, God, call you out of hell, you're going to be glad. You're going to be like, Lord, thank you. Thank you for taking me out of hell. But, oh, you think it's over with. No, it's not going to be over with. Because now you're about to be judged. And after he gets through judging you, guess what he's going to do? Let's read the scripture so we can see what it's going to say. So I can turn back over to the brother. This is what
go ahead, brother.
It says, and the books were open. What books? Now, I don't know how many books will be open, but I can imagine what's going to be in those books. Amen. I know that your thoughts, everything that you think, your words, everything that you say, you're going to be judged on your thoughts, your words, and everything you did. And then he's going to check and see if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Lord, have mercy.
And that's what he's going to judge you on. Oh, you thought this? Oh, you wasn't covered in the blood? I hope you were in the lake of fire. Oh, you said this? Oh, you did this? Man, let me tell you something. We all got a lot of sin. I got a lot of sin that I don't want to give account for. Even today, we all think things. We all say things. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to give an account for. No, none of us is perfect. The difference between me and the person that reject God is I've accepted Christ, so my sins are what? Washed in the blood. And I focus my life on living for him. Amen. Walking with him.
Amen.
And I'm not perfect. I get upset just like anybody else. I have to deal with life. Right now, we deal with things better than unbelievers. In other words, we don't use certain words anymore. Amen. We don't do certain things. Amen. We don't continuously walk in sin. Amen. We may do things every now and then. Amen. We may say something that sometimes we may not mean. We may say something about somebody and say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. Brother, I shouldn't have said that. Sister, I shouldn't have said that. And we're not too big that we can't come back and apologize and say, you know what, I'm such. I remember, man, let me tell you something, bro. I used to be bad about apology. Man, when I was in the world, I used to hate. I wouldn't tell nobody. So I'll step on your foot. I might get around to him. Amen, bro. That's just how I might get around to him. I'm sorry. The way I used to thought, well, your foot shouldn't have been in the way. Ain't that bad? But that's how the world is.
Yeah,
bro, that is bad. Oh, it's your fault that I stepped on your foot. That's how I used to be. But God delivered me from that. And I don't have problems sitting there telling someone, I'm sorry, I do apologize, because I want to be a bigger person. I want to be a better person for Christ. Amen. Now watch what he said. Amen. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. There it is, the Lamb book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. What is your works? Again, it's your whole being, your mind, your body, and your soul, everything that you think, everything that you say, everything that you do. That's your works. Because we think, we speak, and we do things. That's your works. And so, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Come on.
And death and hell, Lord have mercy. Boy, that's going to be a day. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man. Now, it says every man, but if you look at that word in the Greek, the word man translates mankind, meaning every male and every female, according to their words. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Lord, have mercy. This is the second death. Your second death will start. Amen. You die, leave this world. Boy, that's a sad thing. I heard things about people in the world. You know, and you know that these were people who were in the world for the way they lived their life. You know, you hear about the big shot. Maybe he was in the pen, or maybe he was in the pen a lot of times. You know, maybe he was a big-time drug dealer. You know, these people, folks just cut up. Every time you say, boy, this person this was a bad acting character, and they died, and you always wonder, man, did that man or woman get a life or something, get a soul to Christ? Before it was too late, because you know there was some bad acting characters. They killed for several people, or we know people like that. Man, they go to pen, they kill, murder some people, they did this, and you wonder, man, you know, you just pray that people get it right. You know, people were cutting up, oh, they was drinking and partying, doing this, and then they end up dead. Next morning you hear, you say, oh, man, I remember them. I remember that girl, that boy. Yeah, I mean, they used to cut up. They used to be around here cutting up and drinking and partying, cutting up. And you always wonder, did they get it right before they left this world? Lord, have
Lord,
watch what it says. It says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What man? What manner of man or woman ought you be? You don't need no gun. I tell people all the time, get rid of that. I tell my family and friend, man, you don't need no gun, but you know, you can't. Some folks, you can't tell them that. Oh man, I need this. I need my heat. That's what they say. I gotta have my heat. I said,
yeah.
Lord have mercy. I know folks who got multiple 10, 15 guns. I like, man, you know you got kids in your house? That's just something, Doctor, that has always turned me off. My daddy never had a gun. I didn't want no gun. That's something that always, because kids that get guns, they see stuff on TV, they get to playing with it. They get kids, they point it. You see kids now, I get on my kids when they were little, my grandkids, don't you ever point nothing. Don't you ever act like you got no gun. Do you remember that, Doctor? I used to tell them, don't you ever act like you point no gun.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you good. I used to tell my kids, my grandkids, don't you ever let me catch you pointing your hand or your finger or no object like you got a gun, because I'll get you good. Because you want to know why? That's a bad. See, you got to stop stuff. You got to nip it in the bud before it gets big. You got to stop it before it gets out of hand. I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to take so long. But
no,
I had
go ahead,
brother.
That. Go ahead. No. Don't feel sorry.
Amen.
Tell it like it.
All glory.
Tell it.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. You spoke a word today, Doctor. Man, you spoke a word. The world got to wake up. The church got to wake up. We ain't got no more time for, oh, I'm Mr. Big Shot. Oh, I'm Mrs. Big Shot. And Satan's pushing that so much. Oh, I'm a boss. Everybody a boss. Everybody,
yeah.
Oh, look at me, I'm the boss. I'm the big boss.
Yeah.
The devil's pushing me. Self-pride.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so in love with myself. But the Bible says, what profit a man or a woman, what profit a man to gain
what
the whole
man?
World and lose his own soul. Man, your soul is all you got. When you die and leave this world, the only thing you got is your soul. You don't have no money. You don't have no suits. Your car. You won't even have your last name. People take so much pride in my last name, Jackson. So what? Oh, I'm this. Oh, my family is this. So what? Oh, I got that. I go to this church. So what? I drive this car. I got this much money.
So what?
Oh, but when you stand before that, before the great judge, he gonna say, but, did you do something in my? Oh my God, did you do something in my name? I know you gave $1 million to charity, but did you do something in my name?
Come on.
I know you made all the money and you went down to the banquets and you did this, you did that. But what I want to know is, were you saved? Amen, Doctor. Let me look over in this book.
Go ahead, show it,
your
man.
Name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If he look over and see if your name ain't written in there, Lord have mercy. There it is. You're going to be judged. As he get through judging you, he's going to look and say, okay, I see your works. I see what you thought, what you said, and what you did. Now let me look over and see if your name is written. If he said your name ain't written in the Lamb's Book of Life, don't you know them angels are going to cast you? It says cast. It didn't say walk you over into the lake of fire. And say they're gonna coach you over there and say, hey, come on, man, you got to go. He's through judging you. I know you want to plead your case. I know you crying and boo-hoo you want. So he said, come on. The Bible said them angels are going to cast. Do you know what it means to be cast? I seen people
come on.
Pull out of court when I was young. I seen folks cut up. I seen both men and women get thrown out of a club by bouncers. Them big guys going to come over there, about two or three of them big guys.
Cast you out.
Pick you up.
kept you out.
And throw, man, throw you out that club on that pavement.
Come on.
That's what them angels going to do. They going to pick you up and throw you. They going to have a problem with you. They going to be like, hey, you know what? You had your check. Boo-hoo, nothing. Bye. They going to throw you over to the lake of fire, the liquid fire, which breathed a fire brimstone day and night.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. The torment is going to be great. The billions of souls, and I don't know how many people it's going to be, but I can tell you right now the number's going to be in the billions. That is, man, let me tell you. Brother, I know you've been to sporting events with a lot of people. I've been to sporting events. And, man, let me tell you, so I'll never forget, man. And you go to football games, and them with hundreds of thousands, that's a lot of people. Can you imagine?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Of people screaming and hollering around you, and you got to deal with that. Why would you want to subject your soul to that? I tell them, after stuttering God, well, like, man, please, I'm so glad I'm saved. Doc, I know you're so glad you're saved. We ain't got to deal with that nonsense.
Come on, preacher.
You can't escape it. There's folks in hell right now. Like I told last other week at church, two young men of 20 have said, man, you know what? That don't sound like anything I want to participate in. Them two young
Come
men
on.
Came forward and got saved. Man, that joy my soul. I said, man, look at here. Because that's all it took for me to get saved. I said, man, what
Amen.
Am I doing? I know how I was raised. I'm almost 30 years old. God has blessed me to live 27 years of my life. I said, man, God, whatever you do, I do not want to go to hell. Don't
That's
let me
right.
That's
right.
That's what I said. I stopped at the stop sign that one day in Irving, Texas. I'll never forget. Look at the sky. I said, God, whatever you do, don't let me go to hell. That's what I said. I said, God, don't let me go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I said, I'm living a life that I wasn't ready. I know I shouldn't be living my doing that, but I don't want to go to hell. That's how
I Amen.
I wasn't perfect. I wasn't living right. I was doing something I knew I shouldn't have been doing, but I didn't want to go to hell. And God saved my soul. God said, I'm going to save
Amen.
You. Lord, have mercy. Good God. Thank you.
Good God.
I've been saved now this month. Amen. What's the day and date? Man, I got an anniversary coming up. Today is the
last.
Right. Today is the 5th. 5 days from now, April 15th, 2000, I got saved. Lord,
praise God.
Almost 22 years in salvation. I was 27 years old. I thank God for that day. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. And I'm praying for you all, man. I'm praying for your salvation. I'm praying for his grace, man, that you get saved. This world is no joke. And I'm telling you, man, if you close your eyes, you may think you got another hour, another minute, another day. Let me tell you how salvation works. You don't have to wait to go to church. You don't have to wait to a certain pastor, your favorite person lay hands on you. You ain't got to wait on that. You can get saved right now. I don't care if you're in your car, your shower, your bathroom, your bed, your kitchen. Wherever you are, your car, you can get saved right now. Say, Lord, Romans 10th chapter, verses 19. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
For you today. I want that for you so much that I'm going to give it to the brother. I want that so much for you because I don't want nobody else to be lost. People I've known in the past, I'll never forget this good friend of mine. She used to say stuff like this. She said, I don't believe in stuff like that. She died, I think she was like 27, and it's like 26 or 27 years old she was. And it's like about, I think like after a year after I got saved. And I always wondered, man, did she ever get saved? She was a good friend. She was a good person. I just hate to hear, she was a sweet girl. I used to hate to hear her say that. That just makes you cringe. But what do you mean you don't believe in God? You know, you hardly rarely hear people in the open speak like that back then. Say, I don't, especially in our community, I don't believe in that stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, sweet people go to hell. Good people go to hell. Nice people go to hell. Great.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That stuff won't keep you out of hell. Church goers going to hell, that don't keep you out of hell. The
no.
Bible says, Paul said in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, You got to believe. He said, if you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. He closed the business with faith. Letting you know that's all you need to do. Come today and get saved. I wasn't ready to get saved. I had so much stuff, doctor, I wanted to do, so many things. I had a list. I'm serious, I had a list of things of sin that I wanted to do. I said, boy, I'm going to do this right here. Maybe until I get about 60, I'm ready to stop. God said, oh, no, you're not. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Brother, I know the world is not getting the picture of hell anymore.
Mm-mm.
Not getting the picture of hell anymore because a lot of people say, I don't believe in that crap.
Yeah.
God ain't gonna God ain't gonna let me go to hell. No, man. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do and I'm figuring that I can jive God. I can manipulate God. Man, what you out your cotton picking mind?
That's right.
You can manipulate yourself when you try to manipulate God. That's the way the world thinks anymore. They think God is a toy. They think God is a something to call on when you're in trouble. And when I ain't
that's
in
right.
trouble, I don't need. But man, you need
that's
God
right.
every day. And the reason I know the Spirit is leading me that way and leading you that way to talk about this hell that the Bible talks about. And whatever the Bible talks about, don't everything is true. Ain't nothing false about it. And the reason why people want to not believe in hell because they want to continue
Amen.
To live in. They want to continue to do what they want to do, and then they want to die. When you got to die, they want to say, well, I hope he made it in. I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's right.
That ain't going to do it. That ain't going to do it. And today,
that's right.
People don't fear God no more. They don't fear God.
Amen.
They fear God much more than they fear. And they don't know what they're dealing with. They're dealing with what? They're dealing with the I am. They're dealing with the creator. They're dealing with the God that don't have a beginning. They don't have an end. They're dealing with a God that nobody can tell him what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. You ain't got nothing to say against God. You ain't got nothing to complain Ooh. Against God because he is God all by himself. Before you
That's
were
right.
even born, God was already here. And he'll be here when you dead and gone. Now, how you get the nerve enough to say, ain't no God, and you cuss him out, you cuss at him, you use his name in vain, you make jokes about him, and you laugh about him, and you say the cross ain't nothing. Well, let me tell you something. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you a fool for letting the devil put that in your mind. You
Come
a
on,
fool
God.
For letting satanic powers discredit God because Satan already tried to discredit him, but he got discredited. And by him getting discredited as becoming nothing but an old dragon, a lost cause, a anointed cherub that lost all his glory. And since he lost all his glory, he don't want you to give glory to God. He wants the glory. And that's why the world is trucking in behind Satan, because there's a truckload of people. I mean train loads. I'm talking about airplane load of people on their way to hell. And you know what? A lot of people laughing at it. Hey, they laugh. They tell jokes about it.
Amen. That's right.
They tell jokes about hell, man. You know, how the hell are you? Where in the hell you going? You a hell of a man. Oh, man, go to hell. And they say, well, they say, hell is your home. You're a fool for leaving. They use it in vocabulary. You think you ain't no hell? And hell wasn't made for mankind at all.
That's right.
Come created on, and made for the devil and his angel. And every foul spirit that Satan can foul up, because he did put created Nephilim by falling, having cohabitation with the human race, and they became Nephilim. And when they died, they became demons. And these demons
right.
exist today. These demons are flying through the air, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They can get in your home. They can get in your car. They can get in your children. They can get in dogs and cats. These are demonic, powerful spirits that rules destruction. And they do dirty, low-down, dirty things. And let me tell you, if they're in you and you listen
right.
to them, it makes you become so foul, foul-mouthed. They'll make you become an alcoholic. They'll make you become a drug addict. They'll make you become an abomination before God. They'll tell you that you're a woman and a half man and you come up with nothing. When you come up with a half and half.
Come on,
what,
doctor.
What can you give glory to God? Because God is not made after the image of Lucifer. He's not made after the image of sin. He made after the image of himself. And God is righteous. Oh, good God Almighty. And the only thing he can deal with is righteous people. Amen. And the only way you can be made righteous is through the blood.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus Christ. Don't let nobody tell you, please, whoever listened to me out there, we love you. We love you. We love you. And we're going to continue to be on this internet. We're going to continue to be on to preach the word of God. Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, tell somebody else. Tell them, say, well, I found a group of preachers on internet, man. They sound crazy. But let me tell you, what they're telling me out of the word of God. But they're telling me how the word of God, it is happening right now in the front of us.
That's right.
You look at TV, you look at the radio, you read the newspaper, you read magazines, you use all these magazines that they got in the grocery stores. They got all kind of in that book, in these magazines.
That's right.
And the people are sucking it up like they're sucking straw. Sucking Kool-Aid through a straw. They love. They love. And see, if you're a sinner, you love sin. You love sin.
Right.
Or you're born in sin. You adapted to sin. And the only way you adapted was through Adam and Eve. That's what they did. They caused me to be born in Satan iniquity. But God
That's
said,
right.
I know what Adam did. I know what Eve did. I'm sorry they did that. I know what but they wouldn't listen. He was deceived, and old Adam said, well, this was to join the club. And when he joined the club, the whole race fell. And now the whole human race has come almost totally decrepit, almost totally destroyed. But thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
God had a way for man to escape the damnations of hell. But let me tell you, as Brother Bazaar said, there is a hell. Don't go there. That's why we are pleading to you right now. We are telling you right now out of the bottom of our heart. And I told you before, if somebody would put a gun to my head and say, now, Brother Bazaar, don't you say another word about this salvation. If you say another word, I'll blow your brains out. Well, I would tell him, wait a minute. Are you guarantee you going to let me say all that I want to say? And they say, yeah. I say, well, when I get through, you can blow my brains out because I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather lose my life, amen, telling you the gospel than for me to shut my mouth and don't tell you and you die and go to hell. Because let me tell
That's
you
right.
something, hell is real, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
White and black, and it's real. It's a
That's
real
right.
place. It has a real location. It don't have no address. Only thing I can tell you, it's in the bowels of the earth. It's right underneath us. We're walking on top of hell. What you talking about, bottomless pit? Bottomless pit means down. And the only
That's
bottomless
right.
pit I know is in the bowels of the earth. There's a lake of fire. Place called hell. There's a place called paradise, which is empty now because it's no longer in hell. You know where's that now? It's in the presence of God because when Christ died, listen to me what I'm saying. This is better than a lollipop. This is better than any kind of food you can eat. This is better than the better a best can get. When Jesus Christ came up from the grave, guess what? He conquered death, hell, and the grave because the whole creation hollered out and said, the debt of sin has been paid by the great God of heaven. He paid
Amen.
For it. The only thing you got to do is come to him. You don't have to have no money. You don't have to have no fame. You don't have to have nobody to vouch for you. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come on in here. I want to save
That's right.
your soul. Because you only got one. You only got one. You ain't going to get no more. You only got You got too many opportunities to accept Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as a second chance. God done gave us the world. The world done had all kind of opportunity to accept Christ. And every day that you live without Christ, you're living in jeopardy of going to hell. Listen to this. In the 21st chapter of Revelation, I'm going to read this for you. Amen. And I'm going to show you exactly who goes to hell. Listen to what it said. And I saw a new heaven.
Okay, amen.
For the first heaven and the first earth are passed away. And there was no more sea. And listen what John said. And I saw what kind of city? Holy city. New Jerusalem. What? Coming down from where? God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God's going to be my God. He's my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He's a
my God,
God
too.
He's a loving God.
Amen.
He's a loving God. And one day God's going to touch me. God's going to touch my face. He's going to touch me, period. I'm going to see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they can see God. And God shall do what? Wipe away all tears. I've been crying for a long time.
Who are you talking about, Doc?
I've been crying for the trials and tribulations. I've been crying because God has been so good to me and brought me a long way. I've been crying for my relatives. I've been wooing and trying to say, Lord, save them. I might not be able to get to them, but save them anyhow, because you are everywhere, God. Woo! And God said, what? Wipe away all tears from
their
eyes. It shall be what? No more death. Funerals, no more. Ain't no more funeral homes in heaven. Ain't no more digging a grave and putting people in the grave. Ain't no more of that. That's over. Thank God for Jesus Christ. You talking about going to be no eulogies. Ain't going to be no more weeping of tears, saying I'll never see them again. There'll be a place where it will always be howly. How you doing? How you doing? For eternity, no more grave, neither sorrow. Don't have to worry about nothing. Don't have to worry about working. Don't have to worry about trying to keep my marriage. Don't have to worry about bill paying. Don't have to worry about getting up in the morning. Because there ain't going to be no night there. There ain't going to be no sleeping there. There ain't going to be no
rest
there. There ain't going to be no pills to take to try to go to sleep. There ain't going to be no pills to try to wake up. Why? Because they ain't going to sleep no more. Neither does there be any more pain. No more pain, man. People are taking all kind of pain pills now. Pain to get pain to go to bed, pain to get rid of this pain, pain to talk on, to pop this pain off until you become an addict, until you become a drug addict on pain pills. Well, heaven, no more pain. For the former things are gone, passed away, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Write these things are true. God is true. And what? Faithful. God is faithful in everything he does. If you want to be saved tonight, God is faithful enough true enough to come into your life. Just walk on in there. And you got to tell the Lord, I'm a sinner. I've been playing a hypocrite. I don't backslid. Because a backslid can't lose his salvation. I'm gonna explain that. A backslide is not lost, but you need to come back to the Lord.
That's right.
You restore that fellowship. The relationship is still the You still God's child, but you need to come on back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I let my friends get me to do this. And he got me on hooked on this, and I was hanging around the wrong group. I got disrupted in the church. Somebody hurt my feelings. I just gave up the church because them church folks make me mad. They knew I had a problem, but yet still they act like they ain't never did nothing. Lord, I can't go to church no more. The preacher ain't preaching right. But, Lord, I don't backslid. Well, you can come right there because you ain't lose the Lord. The Lord ain't lost you. He still got you. You ain't backslidden. He said, you know what he said? He said, I'm married. I'm married to a backslider. A backslider is mine forever. Jeremiah said that. He said, God is married to a backslider. And that's why Israel, amen, exists today, because Israel had backslid. And God said, look, Israel, look, tribe of Judah, tribe of Issachar, I'm married to you, and I'm going to bring you back into your land. And guess what? God got his people back into the land because the Christ that I'm talking about is coming back, and he's going to restore the Jewish kingdom. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God. And he said it to me. Listen what he said. And he said, it is done. I am Alpha and I am Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give it to him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I don't have to buy no water. Hey, man, I'm going to eat divine water. Never thirst.
That's right.
He, that overcometh shall inherit what? Not a few things, not a little bit, not a taste. He said, all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Mm-hmm.
A son of God. A small son of God. I'm a son of God forever. That's my heavenly Father.
Right.
He watches over me day and night. And guess what? He's watching over you too. He's watching over to you. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Oh, John Ben began to pen this. Listen to what he said. After all this we've all seen in the glory of heaven, John said, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and sorcerers, which are drug addicts and idolaters, those that worship idols, those that worship anything other than God, is idolatry. People worship their self. They worship their car. They worship their house. They worship children. They worship. They bow down to them. Oh, they think it's so much. They get proud of it. Look at my son. Look at my daughter. Look at that. You're worshiping them. God said, don't worship no other God but me. Don't bow down to nobody but me. Don't love nobody more than anything but me. Don't love nothing but me, because I am God. And besides me, you ain't going to go to Allah. You ain't going to go to Buddha. You ain't going to go down to the Baptist church. You ain't going to go to the Catholic church. You ain't going to the Pope. You ain't going to the Cardinal. They can't do nothing for you.
That's right.
Don't go to the bank, because they're going to take the money out the bank pretty soon. You ain't going to have no money. Don't try to go hog all the groceries in the grocery store, because there's going to be a food shortage after a while. But what you need to bow down on your knees and say, Lord, I know I need you. And I'm tired of trying to fool you, because I can't fool you. This is what it says. Sorcerers, drug addicts, idolaters, worshipers of all kinds of idolatry, all liars. Every liar. What's a liar? Liar is one that denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When you reject Jesus Christ, when you deny Jesus Christ, when you spit at Jesus Christ, when you slap your hand across his face, I know what you're saying. Oh, I really ain't slapped. Yes, you have. In a way, your spiritual slap. You're slapping him. You're talking about it. You're denying him. You're trying to crucify him over again. Which you can't do.
Right.
And all liars shall have their what? Part in the lake. Not Lake Erie, not Lake Huron, not Lake Hudson, but the lake. I'm talking about a lake that what? Is burning with what? Fire. That's what the Bible says. Brother preacher, is that what the Bible says? Yeah, brother preacher going to tell you the truth. It's burning with fire. And what? Brimstone. Which is what? The second death. The first death is physical. First death is when you separated from your body, when your soul separated from your body. That's the first death. And the second death is when you are living separated from God, you die separated from God. And when you die separated from God, that when you get up for that great white throne, like the brother said, you're going to suffer for the second death. And the second death is this: living apart from God forever. That's the second death. You don't know God, and if you don't know God, and the only way you can know God is through the blood, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, guess what? You're going to be living but yet dead. Uh-oh.
Mm.
A zombie? You'll be living, but you're yet dead spiritually. You're doomed and damned because you rejected the life that Jesus Christ brought on the cross. You won't sing his song. You won't shout about it. You won't tell nobody else about it. You're all locked up in yourself because you're scared to say something about it because you don't know him. Because if you know him, good God Almighty, I'll talk about Jesus all day long if I have to. Why? Because I know him. And if I know him and what he done for me, I can't shut my mouth. You want to get me started
talking?
Right. Talk about Jesus. Come on.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about. This is what it says. With burning with brimstone, which is the seventh death, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's life, the Lamb's wife. My friends, we love you out there. We love you out there. I'm going to open the altar. Brother Tim is going to open an offering. I mean, but he's going to open the altar. But I'm going to tell you right now, we love you out there. And we appreciate
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus Christ from the bottom of our heart. We're trying to tell you, amen, although you might not be going to church, you might not feel like wanting to go to church, you may have something going on in the church that you don't like, but let me tell you, don't let that stop you from being saved. Don't let stop you from confessing your sins to Jesus Christ, because you don't have to confess to nobody but Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And if you confess Jesus Christ, what? With your mouth. Admit it. Admit that you are a sinner, or you a backslider, or you are just a hypocrite. Admit that you don't know God. But if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the grave for the first time ever known to human history.
Amen.
Nobody got up from the grave on their own power. And men today have tried to say that when a person dies, they freeze their body. They want to try to raise them from the dead at the end of time. That's a low-down, dirty, occult practice. Ain't nobody on this planet can raise themselves from the dead. If they could, a lot of wicked people would be on this planet.
Sure would, man. Let me tell you.
But you can't raise yourself from the dead. There's only one man.
That's right.
God Almighty raised his son from the dead because he was able to pay the penalty for sin. And if you walk around in this planet in your sins and ignore Jesus Christ and the salvation that he has brought, and you die in your sins, Brother Bazaar ain't going to tell you you're going to hell. The Bible says you're going to hell.
Come on,
except
doctor.
Except Jesus. The Bible says, don't get mad at me. I didn't write it. I ain't got nothing to do with writing the Bible. But my duty is to live the Bible, talk the Bible, preach the Bible, teach the Bible to somebody that needs to know that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
That's right.
Brother, go ahead and offer that altar. Maybe somebody want to come in this evening. Amen. Maybe somebody want to accept Jesus Christ. I don't know, but I hope somebody will get a hold and a grip on this great God that we serve and this great Messiah that's coming back very soon to get a church without a spot of
sure.
Go ahead, brother.
Man, I tell you, brother, I have to say it, man. That was awesome, brother. On fire, man. You cut it up, man. You just turned it up and kept on turning up, amen. I know we run out of time, amen, but that was awesome. Awesome, amen. Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 8, amen. And the end result, amen, is everlasting death, everlasting shame. And I don't, I don't say that anyone should desire that. Amen. You should desire eternal life. The very opposite is to live forever. Man, the brother put it so beautiful. Amen. What more do you want? Amen. Come to God as you are. That's all you got to do. No one is in a situation to where they are worthy to come to God. No one. Everybody comes to Christ messed up, jacked up. Amen. That's how you amen. That's how I came to Christ. Man, I was so jacked
up from the floor.
Did throw up from the floor, brother. Like throw up, like we used to say. Man, I'm saying I just got to keep it real with you. Amen. That's why I came to Christ, because I realized, man, I what am I doing? Because you have to realize, amen, you have to realize the sickness. You have to realize the shape that you're in before you can even say, you know what? I got to do better, amen, as a person. I got to do better as a human being. God wants better for me, and I don't want to continue to live my life like this. I want better for me, my wife, my kids, my family, my loved one, my circle, the people around me. Like the brother said, amen, you can't just be hanging around anybody once you say. You don't want nobody to encourage you, because if you're not careful, they'll be encouraging you to do the wrong thing instead of you encouraging them to do the right thing. Amen. So you have to be very careful. Amen. Who you surround yourself with. I remember when I first got saved. Amen. My friends told me, one of my friends told me, he told me this years later. It's like 2 or 3 years after I got saved. He said, man, after you got saved and started going to church, you just dropped off the face of the earth. Man, you start hanging around us. You start going to play. Amen. And I had to apologize. So I said, well, brother, it wasn't on purpose. You know, once you get saved, your life gradually changed. You no longer desire to do some of the things that you do and to hang around some of the people that you hang around. Not that you have a problem with them per se. It's just their lifestyle. Lifestyle. So I didn't want to be around some of them. I just was not attracted to the thing that they wanted to go do. The thing that they wanted to go do, it didn't match up with my lifestyle after I had got saved. But again, if you want to receive salvation, man, I'll tell you right now, Romans, the 10th chapter, amen, the plan of salvation, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, all you have to do, Paul made it plain, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. After that's a period in that verse, because that's it. Then he comes back, he explains it. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Because you have to be sincere. That's what he said. It's got to be with the heart. You got to be sincere. If I tell my family I love them, I'm sincere. But I don't tell them that just because it sounds good, because it's cliche. I tell them that because I really do mean that. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. In other words, you won't perish. If you believe, you shall not be ashamed. It's one and done. Amen. Whoever come to Christ. I don't care if you say you just sold your soul to the devil. First of all, your soul don't belong to the devil, but actually belongs to God. And amen. Yeah. He gave it to you and to you to make a choice on what you want to do, where you want to spend all eternity. That's all salvation is about. Where do you want to spend all eternity? Do you want to spend it with God, or you want to spend it with Satan? It's up to you.
Come on.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just that simple. Don't let nobody trick you. Don't let no devil trick you. Salvation is free, and it's easy. It's 1, 2, 3, ABC. We'll be back on the air Wednesday night.
Amen. I believe it's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. East Coast time to bring you the teachings of eschatology. We're going to get into some more things to bring you this word. We just want everybody to be saved. We love everybody. Amen. We love you all. This is why we do it. We do it because we love you. It's just that simple. Christ died on the cross for our sins. He wants to save us. He